Despite Boston's well-earned reputation as a hockey town, no team from the city has ever won the NCAA women's ice hockey title. But that could change this year. Three squads from Boston are currently ranked among the nation's top seven. Number one ranked Boston College, number six Harvard, and number seven Boston University. Only a game's Martin Kessler has more on how the return of five Olympians to these teams could help bring an end to the Midwest's dominance of women's college hockey.
Four colleges from Boston have competed in the annual Bean Pot to determine which women's ice hockey team is the best in the city. But this season, there seems to be even more at stake. The BC Eagles are coached by Katie Crowley.
You're jockeying for who's going to win that first national championship.
The city's high expectations can be largely attributed to the return of five elite players from the 2014 Sochi Olympics in Russia. Of the seven skaters from the American and Canadian national teams who are now back in the U.S. playing college hockey, five are in Boston. One at Northeastern, one at BU, one at BC, and two at Harvard. Just last February, they were competing on hockey's biggest stage. In the gold medal game, the U.S. went ahead 2-0, but Canada scored twice in the last 5 minutes of regulation to force overtime. Then, in the extra period, Canadian forward Marie-Philippe Poulin scored to give her team the win, in Canada its fourth straight gold medal.
It was really fun to bring back the gold to Canada, that's for sure. It's always special, I think. You don't realize how many people you touch in their lives and where they were when they watched the game and like every emotion they went through. And now it put me right on cloud nine every time I get to talk about it.
Poulin's gold medal is stashed back home in Quebec, but she's now in Boston skating for Boston University. Poulin came out on top at the Olympics, but she hasn't been so fortunate in NCAA championship games. She's reached the title game twice with BU, but both times the Terriers fell to teams from the Midwest. First Wisconsin, and then Minnesota. Those two teams, along with Minnesota Duluth, have combined for all but one of the 14 NCAA titles. BC coach Katie Crowley.
The Midwest has, you have to say, dominated that national championship and national title. So that's definitely something that I know a lot of East Coast teams, you know, think about and want to keep here.
Playing style is a factor. While Eastern teams are known for speed and finesse, Midwestern squads tend to play a more physical and aggressive game. But with the Olympians back from a year devoted almost exclusively to training, Boston's teams may now match up better physically. Boston College and Team USA forward Alex Carpenter says the Olympic training has better prepared her for a more physical style of play.
I remember my first couple games of the national team, I would get knocked around, so that was one of my main focuses, is not to get knocked around like that. And I think now that I'm more sturdy, both on and off the puck, I think that'll be an advantage for myself.
Harvard has added two players from Team USA, forward Lindsey Fry and defender Michelle Picard. But the team's biggest addition might be the return of head coach Katie Stone. She ended a streak of 19 consecutive seasons behind the Harvard bench by becoming the first woman to coach the U.S. national team at the Olympics. Now back in Cambridge, Stone thinks her two former Olympians bring more than their physical skills to the Crimson.
The best part of it is that we've got kids that have played at a high level with tremendous experience, and that's contagious.
Harvard junior forward Mie Dench, who led the Crimson in scoring last season, agrees. She's glad to have Fry and Picard back on her side.
When they step into the rink, you know, it's business, and they do what they need to do, and they never take a shift off or a day off or anything, and that's a great example to set for everyone else.
Harvard will get a chance to see just how much adding Olympic experience helps next weekend when they take on Northeastern in number one ranked Boston College. BC coach Katie Crowley knows her players have been eyeing that game against the Crimson.
I know our kids know on the schedule where Northeastern is, where BU is, where we play Harvard. Everyone's trying to be the best in Boston.
In this year, being the best in Boston could mean a national championship. For Only a Game, I'm Martin Kessler.